This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. A winter storm is expected to whack the East Coast this weekend. Snow and freezing rain. But forecasters say it's too soon to say which areas are going to get snow and which will get rain and how much. Winter weather is moving through Colorado and New Mexico today and into Texas and the Southeast. Flu and COVID cases are spiking again. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Flu and COVID-19 infections have been increasing for weeks, with high levels reported in 31 states at the end of December, leading health officials to warn there could be hundreds of thousands of hospitalizations and many thousands of deaths. Officials in New York City are again requiring masks be worn inside public hospitals. Similar measures are ordered at hospitals in Los Angeles and Massachusetts. Vanderbilt University's Dr. William Schaffner labels the current virus season as moderately severe and says he doesn't think it will be overwhelming. The CDC has a website where people can look up the rate of infections in their county and is urging vaccinations. I'm Jackie Quinn.
An imam has died after being shot outside his mosque in New Jersey. The AP's Jennifer King.
New Jersey officials say Iman Hassan Sharif died after being found with multiple gunshot wounds just outside his mosque in Newark early Wednesday morning. The Attorney General for New Jersey, Matt Platkin, says authorities are still looking for a shooter.
The evidence collected thus far does not indicate that this was an act motivated by bias or an act of domestic terrorism.
It's unclear what led to the violence. I'm Jennifer King.
A co-pilot accused of threatening to shoot a commercial airline captain has a court appearance today in Utah. Former Delta Airlines pilot Jonathan Dunn allegedly threatened the flight's captain, who had talked about diverting the flight to get medical attention for a passenger. This is AP News. We're buying more cars.
American consumers bought 15.6 million new vehicles last year. The numbers indicate that car buyers were undeterred by high prices, rising interest rates, auto worker strikes, and a computer chip shortage. The tally is 12% more than in 2022. That's the biggest increase in more than a decade. But that still does not match the 17 million vehicles rate in the years before the pandemic. There are signs of a cooling market as supplies grow on dealer lots and prices have started to fall. Average auto sales prices peaked in December of 2022 at just over $47,300. Data from J.D. Power show average prices in mid-December of 2023 were down 2.7%, or around $46,000. Analysts expect more discounts through the year. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall.
No payments until fall. With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Lowe's knows how to help you save this 4th of July. Upgrade your laundry routine with the new and exclusive first-of-its-kind all-in-one vented laundry combo. Wash and dry in just 68 minutes. Save up to 40% on select major appliances. Plus, when you buy more, you save more. Shop Samsung this July 4th at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.